Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. It's a warm and sunny afternoon across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Perfect weather for enjoying some time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, is suffering from severe injuries after an airstrike, according to sources from the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Also, in recent news from Walla, Mojtaba Khamenei remains involved in decision-making despite his serious injuries. Also this hour, Syria reports it has thwarted a Hezbollah attack on a cleric, as covered by Israel Hayom just moments ago. Separately, the ongoing ceasefire in Iran is under threat. The IDF continues to strike Hezbollah in Lebanon, as JTA reported earlier today. And finally, from I-24N, EWS, the Strait of Hormuz remains closed amid these tensions. Here's what people are saying online. Hamira Pamuk, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that Iran's new supreme leader is still recovering from severe injuries. Ynet News reported recently that Israel's parliament has approved new R&D tax incentives to boost high-tech investments, especially in peripheral areas. Streetwise, a news account, denied claims that the U.S. has agreed to unfreeze $6 billion in Iranian assets, clarifying the situation on X. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Iran. The Jerusalem Post reports that Mojtaba Khamenei is recovering from disfiguring injuries. This follows an airstrike that left him in a difficult condition. Despite these injuries, Walla notes he remains mentally sharp and involved in decision-making. This suggests a complex power dynamic within Iran, with potential implications for regional stability. Turning to Syria, where Israel Hayom reveals Syrian authorities foiled a Hezbollah attack. A woman attempted to plant an explosive device at a cleric's home. This comes amidst heightened tensions in the region, highlighting ongoing security challenges in Syria. Meanwhile, the JTA reports that the IDF continues operations against Hezbollah in Lebanon. This is despite calls for a ceasefire, including Lebanon. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz adds further strain, affecting international trade routes and diplomatic relations. On the economic front, first, drama in the Italian fashion world, as reported by Marif Business. Dolce & Gabbana's Stefano Gabbana has stepped down as chairman, indicating internal turmoil. Separately, CTEC shares insights from Gidi Adlersberg of Audio Codes. He discusses leadership lessons from Alex Ferguson, My Autobiography, offering perspectives on managing teams and institutions. And finally, Globes reports that Elbit Systems has secured a $750 million deal with Greece. This strengthens security ties and involves air defense exports, reflecting growing defense collaboration. That's your Israel 18 News update for afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.